Good morning. It is 8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, been like many, many other things in this crazy pandemic year, shut down for quite some time, and things are going to get back open soon. In fact, coming up next week, and joining us to talk more about it here this morning, first off, from the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Carlos Nunca. Carlos, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Glad to be here, and hopefully we can stir a little bit of interest from the community.
Absolutely. Also joining us, John Peterson. John, good morning. How are you today?
Fine, sir, and thank you for asking.
Good Thanks for coming
you
in.
Galesburg.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Rich Norton with us. Well, Rich, good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, Carlos, I want to start with you. It's been obviously kind of a crazy, crazy year, and so many things that were hard about you not being open. I know you like to keep busy, number one, but especially whether it's the kids or adults or the different ages of people, because you got a lot of different age groups that come in and do things
exactly.
There. I know it was hard to not be able to have that open and those activities for people.
Matter of fact, it's good for me and it's good for them. Because I wake up in the morning, I have some place to go and something to do, and it keeps me working.
Absolutely.
And we've had a lot of calls from all the different levels, all the different programs. When are you going to start? When are you going to start? You know, they're going bonkers. So hopefully we can get everybody. It's going to be a slow process because most everybody's been out for – I'll say a good year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to be gradually getting back in. The main thing is getting everybody signed up. Anybody that joins our program has to be a member of United States Amateur Boxing or the Rocksteady, and mainly for insurance purposes. Because if I had your money, well, it wouldn't be a problem. But I don't have any pockets.
Are you talking to who? Rich, are you talking to? John, Tyler, I don't know. Can't mean me. If you had my money, you wouldn't have any money, Carlos. Come on. Well, but, you know, one of the great things, and people think, obviously, yes, it is a boxing gym, but it's so much more than that, though.
Exactly. Matter of fact, going back when my father, Andy Duncan, started it back in the 40s, 45, 46, in that time frame, he was looking at, which is a popular thing at that particular time, was Golden Glovers, you know, 17 and above. And we, when we would go somewhere, or they would go somewhere, Galesburg was feared. We had some really good boxers, but again, good teaching makes better boxers, better anything, if you have the proper instruction and so forth. And Dad was doing pretty much the same thing that we're doing, straight punches, move, don't stand there, you're going to get hit. And when he got hurt in 71, Sonny, which was a police officer here in Galesburg for 23 years, he brought in the it's a police officer, so he brought in the support from the police benevolent and said, oh, there's a need to do something more with these kids.
Yeah.
And so he brought that in. And then when I come along, well, things really fell down.
Come on. No, not at all. Well, no. You know, and the thing is, not unlike high school sports, one of the things that you're teaching life skills as well.
Yeah, with that.
And you want good students of the game, good citizens as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, if you don't become a great boxer, you become a good individual.
Yeah.
So being able to contribute something back to our community, and I could name a couple of the kids that – one's a lawyer, Sullivan. There's things that you look at. George Carter, Kelvin Medley. Mm-hmm. These are kids. Well, Kelvin especially came from Chicago, and you look at him, he's ready to punch you out. That's right. What he had to do in Chicago.
Right.
You know, there was no, you know, so he became, he came to us as a community service. And he'd walk in, he's looking at you like, what do you want? You know, yeah. But he found out that he could hit somebody without getting in trouble, hey, this is not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And do it the legal way. So the discipline and everything else that's involved with all sports.
Yeah. Well, and Kelvin's one also with all his experience now, him teaching the young
kids right,
as well.
Right. Yeah, right. That's a nice thing. Yeah. We got him giving back.
Right.
Because George is thinking really seriously about wanting to come in and either take over, I mean, not take over, but add his element into our program. And Kelvin, Rich is one of our coaches also. And that's what it takes. You know, a little bit of sugar here, a little bit of this, you know, all those ingredients mixed together because nobody's the same. What I try to do is I try to teach the basic fundamentals. When you get those in your pocket, well, now we can start doing some extra things, some hooks, some uppercuts, and some other things. But we got to start with the basic fundamentals. Right. When you was going to school, they didn't give you trigonometry in the second grade, did they?
I still haven't gotten it. I don't know why they put letters in with numbers. I don't understand how that happened. Anyway, Carlos Duncan, Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, joining us here this morning. You've been Rich Norton as well. Rich, I want you to talk a little bit about your experience because it's an interesting dynamic for you going through the program and being a coach, and then also now having a parent involved in Rock Steady Boxing. Just kind of talk about what you've seen, and you've seen some kids go through the program and how it affected your life.
Oh, it had a big impact on my life because I'd heard about the program, and I was kind of interested just for the challenge, but I envisioned this really harsh old school boxing thing, and I never went up there. And my dad got involved in the Rock Steady. He has Parkinson's, and I started hearing really good things about the program and Carlos. And so I called Carlos up one day. I didn't know him, and I said, you take 50-year-olds? And he said, yep, absolutely. So I came up, and immediately I'm seeing positive, like, signs on the walls with motivating stuff. Carlos gives me this spiel about, you know, hey, we're here to get kids off the streets, to give them something besides drugs, gangs, and violence. And that, it was just immediately became something I wanted to be a part of because of the good effect it's having. And I had to explain that to a lot of friends, you know, because they didn't understand. 80% of these kids don't get in the ring, but they do the discipline, they work out, there's some place to be every week, and it teaches them some good life skills.
Yeah, all positive impact.
Yeah, very positive impact.
Absolutely. John Peterson joining us here this morning as well. The Rock Steady Boxing Program, and I know, Carlos, we've talked about this, and it's something that they found, and this started with Muhammad Ali, that the movement of boxing helps, I guess, subside some of the Parkinson's symptoms and helps with that. So you've been a member with the Rock Steady Boxing here for several years. John, talk about how and why you got involved with the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club.
Okay. I read the article in the newspaper, and I called my Dr. Ketchins, my neurologist, and I asked him about it. And I said, do you have anybody up there that has multiple sclerosis, which I have, up there? And he said, no. And I said, what do you think? And he said, John, it wouldn't hurt you. Bada bing. All right, so we're off. I meet Mr. Duncan, and this is where we're at now. I'm totally involved with this, dedicated to it. I think it's a fantastic, again, you have to be up there with our people. It's a riot. And the boxing, we put them on the heavy bag, and what goes on up there? You know, what is it? What stays in Vegas? Okay, what's that?
Right.
Okay, it stays up there. Okay. So anyway, we have a great time. And
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You know,
well, so lots of camaraderie, obviously, also.
Big time.
Yeah, because you got people in there in similar. Whether it's the youth involved in the boxing, and they're not all the same, but you got to mix them. But with the Rock Steady, like you said, yours a little bit different than the Parkinson's, but still there's. There's still that connection between people.
Exactly. And there's in Rocksteady, I believe there's four different
levels.
Levels.
Yeah, okay.
And ours is low. I mean, we just – everything that we try to do, we try to benefit the group we're with. We're not, you know, up here. And every time we do an exercise or something, one of the questions is you know, are you comfortable? You know, do what you can do. Hold on to the chair if you need to. Hold on to an aid if you need to. It doesn't matter. But we're doing it. say that's better than, you know, couch potato 101.
So absolutely. Well, I think the big thing is kind of what you touched on there, that everybody you're accepting of anybody wants to. Doesn't matter what level you're at. That's not what it's about. You're not out there trying to become Muhammad Ali or Carlos Duncan, for that matter.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so, Carlos, talk about when you guys got involved with Rocksteady. I know we've talked a little bit about this before, but just something that, you know, you had a lot on your plate already, but this is just something you felt that, you know, hey, there's a need in the community.
You know, definitely,
and it's not the youth this time. It's adults for the most part. Yeah.
That's the whole thing for the community. And Kelvin needed, he really needed some direction, letting him know this is right, this is wrong. You look at a Rocksteady person, well, they know, but this is giving them some hope. You walk out of the doctor's office and say that you have Parkinson or some other incurable disease. You could just, everything just kind of drains out of you.
Yeah.
But with Dr. Ketchum, he came in one day. I'd never seen him before. And he has up at the gym. He said, I'm looking for Carlos Duncan. He said, I understand you want to start a Rocksteady program. And, yes, $600 per person? I said, yeah. You know, that's a part of the training over in Indianapolis. Gave me a check. I'd never seen him before.
Wow.
But he believed in our program and the results that we're getting from the program.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to get John is not going to run a 100-yard dash. But he's up and moving. He's doing something. So that's good for his brain and his physical conditioning and so forth. So it has great rewards. And the main thing is that you're doing something.
Yeah. Well, the great thing also, you're keeping guys like John and Rich off the streets, too.
Right.
You know, right?
Just like the mission statement says, right? You're keeping me off the streets.
Exactly. Exactly. No, some great programs. Well, let's talk about getting signed up, Carlos, whether for maybe you've got a child that you want to get involved that needs some direction, or it doesn't matter if that's the case or not. Any youth is accepted. You want them to learn to defend themselves, or you just want them to be active?
Because you'd be surprised the number of people come in. I'm ready to box. Okay, you know.
So you get hit that first time, right?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. And then they straighten up real quick then.
Yeah.
Because there's an immediate consequence. You don't get your hand up. Now, I've told you two or three times, and, ooh, you know, right, right. All of a sudden, how high do you want me to get my hands up?
Yeah.
But they learn from that. Which carries over to everyday life also. You're learning by your mistakes, and all I've seen is it's good. I've had a couple kids that come in with that. Hopefully they're not out to Hill Correction Center, but that's the direction.
Right.
If somebody doesn't take them and redirect them, no telling Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Without direction, without care, somebody caring. Matter of fact,
I know Kelvin said.
Yeah, right.
He said when he was a kid, all of a sudden, he had a reason not to do things because he's like, "What if Carlos would find out?" And so you got that mentorship that all of a sudden kids, you know, appreciate.
Yeah.
Being cared about, basically.
Carlos can be scary. Carlos isn't very
he's
big.
A little scary.
I remember when the first time I interviewed Carlos years ago. We got done, and he was showing me a stance, and he squared off, and I actually started backing up. I was petrified. but no, but you're right. That's that incentive. Whether you know, like sometimes at school, it might be a particular teacher or a coach. Same thing in this program as well, Carlos. You get is getting that respect, and it's about the those kids giving that respect as well, and learning how to give respect.
That's one of the things that we're talking about. We teach them the fundamentals of Olympic-style boxing. We teach them the importance of learning the ins and out of the ring. It's not just throwing combination, because when you get out and you're – I have tried to find a nice word for but, yeah, where you're causing a lot of problems
right,
and so forth.
Right.
Now you can redirect that and know that there's a consequence, because – you, me, or anybody else go down Main Street 90 miles an hour, and the police aren't there, and the lights are okay, no problem. But you get caught.
Right.
You get caught. There's a consequence, right. And you going back and forth to work, no vehicle, no license. So there's, again, immediate consequence for your actions. And this is what we're talking about, to focus on enhancing self-esteem, goal-setting, discipline, self-respect, respect for others, and being responsible for your own actions. Because it's easy to, well, Rich, he made me do it. We're always blaming somebody else instead of saying, okay, well, I screwed up, excuse my language, but okay, now what can I do in order to get back online and stay in my own lane?
Yeah, personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Carlos Duncan, Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Rich Norton, John Peterson joining us again. Opening back up as of next Monday, correct?
Yes, exactly.
All right. So there are different programs for the Rocksteady Boxing. The great thing, it's only $15 a month. You got certified Rocksteady Boxing coaches. And again, it's for whether you're you've got a father like Rich. My father was in it for a while. A friend of mine's father was in it. John, whatever the case may be, just make sure you get signed up, or at least get there. And I'll ask you, just at least get there and watch a class, just to see what it's like.
Thank you. April the 12th, we're going to open up at Weinberg Arcade, fourth floor, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Like I said, I have multiple sclerosis. We have one other member up there that she's up there for the exercise and to be with the people. She feels good after we're done. You know,
it's just
a lot of good things to happen.
Yeah.
And again, you never have to come up there and worry about trying to compete. I guarantee you, we don't have a dress code, so you don't have to worry about how you look.
That's good for me.
There you go. See? And so you come up there, and you are who you are, and join us, and everything's cool, and we'll work with you.
Yeah. And, Rich, same thing. I mean, you as a participant and having your father participate in Rocksteady Boxing, just, you know, you see nothing but good things happening in that gym.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the big things is camaraderie. You know, it gives them a place to go, and they have a lot of fun with these folks, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've probably seen this, that the kids – not only that personal responsibility, but, you know, thinking about answering to Mr. Duncan, mm-hmm. but also even holding each other responsible, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I first started, he goes, when these kids come in, can you just ask how their day was? Get to know them. You know, get involved in their lives, and then you become this adult role model that's hopefully a good one, you know, and can make an influence on their lives.
Youth fitness program, non-contact, no sparring, ages 8 to 17, just $25. Adult fitness, again, no sparring, so you don't have to worry about getting hit. That's a good thing. But it's a great workout, an incredible workout, just $35 a month. I think people don't realize how inexpensive it is and what a great workout you get from it.
Research has shown that boxing, everything that we do, jump rope, hitting the bag, running, the focusing.
Yeah,
getting those combinations, those nice straight punches and so forth, is good. Is one of the best sports, period, because you combine everything, your legs, your arms. This
with all that cardio,
and that way everything is covered. And if you want more, okay, now if you come in for the fitness and you said, do you decide that you want to become a competitive boxer? Okay, now we've shown you this. Now we need to add this to it.
Yeah.
And those prices are per year, by the way, for the box.
I'm sorry, per year. Okay, so for the box, for the competitive boxing, a little bit, but still, $62 for 8
a
to
year.
10
yeah.
for a year. Yeah, so that, and that's, and again, so you have to become a member of USA Boxing, though,
but.
So are you that level yet, Rich? You going competitive?
I've had one fight, and we're debating. So
okay.
I'm happy with coaching right now and being on the board. So it was fun.
Yeah, there's that whole getting hit thing. I don't like that part of it.
Carlos says I got to quit leading with my face. So you know, whatever that means.
Matter of fact, when I came back from Vietnam, I had a fight in Syracuse, New York, and finished. I won the fight, but I looked in the mirror and I had some knots and stuff that I'd never had because I was a boxer. bang, 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 moving and so forth. And I said, I'm finished. And why? You just won. I said, I'm getting hit.
Right.
I'm getting hit. And it was getting pretty regular with the tours to Vietnam and coming back and trying to you get 30 years old. You're not moving. You're not thinking. Everything kind of slows down.
Right.
And I said, okay, let me find another part of it that I can do. And I've been happy doing these things because I'm giving back.
Yeah.
And you can see kids come in, and when they go out, they're happy. They're tired. And one kid asked during the summertime, two kids were out there in the hallway, and they were talking. The kid, what are you going to do now? One kid said, I'm going home taking a nap.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And again, as Rich said in the beginning, this is what we're trying to do, create a recreational diversion to gangs, drugs, and some of the other elements out there that that we need to steer them away from, or at least let them know that you're going the wrong way. And, but if nobody tells them.
Right.
Nobody's telling you to do this or do that.
Yeah.
Well, you do what all the other popular things that the kids are doing now. And 14, 15 years old, that could be disastrous for...
There are consequences, right?
Yeah, right. Big consequences.
Carlos Duncan, Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, John Peterson, Rich Norton joining us again. Galesburg Youth Athletic Club opening back up as of Monday, and the prices are great. Stop by 4th Floor Weinberg Arcade if you would like to check things out, whether it's the rock study, boxing, fitness, or whatever the case may be. It's a great program and great programs, I should say, we have here in the city of Galesburg. I would say talk to Carlos or Rich or John about any of the things that involved there and get an opinion. But I'd say maybe the biggest thing, maybe to go check it out for yourself.
Yeah, that's usually the best thing. Come watch a class.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. And I think that's very important because most of the general public are thinking about Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear. That's boxing.
Right.
Beating the heck out of each other. No, it's a science.
It's a part of it, yeah.
It's a science. You jab, and you see its hands going, okay, now, oh, there's another spot down there. You know,
right.
So you have to think. And it does become chess.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing this. I got caught with a right hand. Okay, what was I doing?
Right.
Well, my hand slipped a little bit. Okay. But that goes, again, into your regular life. You know, those all of us make mistakes.
Yep.
And you learn from them. And I'm glad that I'm there to kind of be that person or program that they need in order to turn their lives around.
Personally, I don't want the shot to the chin or the shot to the liver. I'm just either one. Carlos, thank you so much. As always,
I appreciate
what you're doing for the community.
You asking us to come in. Hopefully, some of the people that were a little hesitant to even think about coming in, you look at the prices, you're not going to find anything
right.
Cheaper than that.
Absolutely.
And you look at you have qualified coaches. Rich has to go, they have to take a test. A safe sport. What was it? You remember some of the questions?
Yeah, it was, you know, about, first of all, keeping your boxers safe.
Right.
Priority number one. It was about sexual harassment, watching for things like that. And we're mandatory reporters for, you know, child abuse and things like
right.
that. So it exposes our coaches to some learning, which is really helpful to keep the kids safe.
Absolutely. All right. Rich, thank you again as well. Appreciate your time. John, thank you so much, and best of luck with everything.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for having us. One little quick thing we'd like to share with folks before we can sign off. When we quit going up to the gym, myself and Carlos got in his car one day, and we drove around town looking for a spot so we could have our group, our Parkinson group. We ended up over at Rotary Park. It worked out really great. And I'd like to tell everybody that maybe we'll be back because we have a part of our exercise where we holler. okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many heads did we turn? So our kids ran to their parents, and, you know, it was pretty cool. But anyway, it was fun, and yeah. It was nice. This city, that was a nice park for us to do.
Very
so
good.
We did it there for what?
In the fresh air.
Right,
and so
yep,
forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
right.
Anyway, yeah.
Yep. All right. Very good. Galesburg Youth Athletic Club opening back up on Monday. Guys, thanks again. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Thank you.